The Gen X Factor is recorded before a fake studio audience.
Welcome to the Gen X Factor, a podcast about all things 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond for the dazzlingly uncool in all of us. Join us as we take you on a guided tour through the deepest, darkest recesses of our collective generational memories. Could it be dangerous? You better believe it. But we're Gen X. We were built for this.
What do you say, brother?
Not much, brother. What do you say?
I don't say much, but I do have one thing to say about last week's episode.
We
discussed how a lot of shows that tried the formula of bringing on the cute kid just didn't seem to work, and you know, some people thought that we blamed it on the cute kid, but we blamed it on the producers for continuing to try to make that work, and what happened is they'd get canceled, right?
That's right.
They'd get canceled. So what I decided to do today was, if you don't mind talking about this as well, it's kind of a touchy subject. I've had a couple of cocktails, and you may have had one or two too, but rather than talking about just canceled shows, I want to bring up canceled culture. A nice spit take.
Cancel culture.
I want to bring up cancel culture.
Can we talk about that?
We can talk about it, because you know why we can talk about it? We're going to talk about it in ways that it affected our upbringing. And the number one example of this I'm going to use is Bill Cosby.
Okay.
I mean, Bill Cosby is cancel culture. He is cancel culture.
I mean, maybe not for an insignificant reason or anything.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Cosby. But here's my feeling about cancel culture, Rocky, is from point forward, point whenever it was found out forward.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Voldemort. You don't mention his name. However, if you are watching like one of these MeTVs or VH1 classics, and an episode of The Cosby Show comes on, do you watch it?
If I don't, probably not. But not because I am, you know, that I don't like it or anything. Mm-hmm. Like if I stopped on one and watched it, I think I could enjoy it. Except that, you know, I always looked up to Dr. Huxtable so much.
Mm-hmm.
Not like at that point in my life I knew that I was going to be an OBGYN physician. I knew I wanted to be a doctor, and I looked up to him. I was pretty sure that if I did become an OBGYN physician, I wouldn't have had my office in my house, which should have been like one of the first
right.
clues that something was amiss there. But,
So I guess the
answer to your question is, yeah, I would still watch it.
And I guess my point is this. Let's even go ahead of the Cosby Show, or I'm talking earlier than the Cosby Show. You know, some of our first experiences with stand-up comedy was that one Bill Cosby album that we had.
Oh, we loved it.
Which is brilliant and 100% clean.
Yep,
now, 100%. I'm not saying that Bill Cosby is. I don't know what he was doing at that time. Look, Bill Cosby is cancel culture, but does that mean we have to cancel our view of what comedy is? I mean,
I see what you're saying. I mean, his legacy obviously is tainted. However, it doesn't change the fact that you and I have memories of just sitting and playing that comedy album
Constantly, over and over.
We had it memorized and loved it, laughed
yes.
so hard, and you know, laughed at so many of his other comedy specials, laughed so much at his Fat Albert, the Cosby Show. It was fantastic. I mean, if what he's accused of is true, it's horrible.
Horrible,
And, you know, obviously his legacy is tainted.
Well, let me expound on that just for a minute. His legacy is more than tainted. His legacy is destroyed.
Yeah, that was too soft a word.
No, it wasn't. I know exactly what you were saying, because to say it was tainted means, look, yeah, we don't want anything to do with him. But at the same time, I'm going to watch shows that make me laugh. It kind of falls into the Blazing Saddles. You know what I'm trying to say. Cancel culture has taken away a lot of things, and Bill Cosby is the extreme.
Definitely the extreme.
The extreme. I mean, you look at like a Louis C.K., you know, what he did was...
pretty extreme.
It was pretty extreme, but... Before I make it sound like I'm taking up for someone, I mean, I'm not taking up for Louis C.K. I don't know what he did, but it's been proven that Bill Cosby, who was America's dad, is a monster.
I mean, Louis C.K. involved non-consensual relationships with houseplants, I think.
I think all Louis C.K. did was basically say, do you want to look at this?
I think it was that.
They said no,
like drugging and...
no.
You know, hypocrisy. Didn't involve hypocrisy.
That was my favorite Norm bit, you know. Well, you know, one of the things about Bill Cosby is he's a hypocrite. He's like, well, you know, I don't even think that's in the top 10. I think the rape was the first.
That was the biggest
thing. Yeah, that was the biggest thing. But that's really not... I'm not getting into that. What I'm getting into is the Cosby Show was funny. It came on at a time when I think NBC had something called Must See TV, and you had the Cosby Show. I think you had Family Ties.
Yep.
You had
Cheers
eventually. Well, Cheers first.
Cheers would have been one of the first.
Cheers probably would have been on at 8 o'clock, which would have been 9 o'clock on Eastern time.
Right.
That would have been. So it would have been Cosby Show, Family Ties, Cheers, and maybe Night Court
like that. And then they would use, you know, that final slot would kind of vary sometimes. They would like try to bring in a new show that could be carried by the previous three, you know.
Oh yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I think Night Court might have come and gone. I'm trying to think what would have gone into that slot afterwards. Not that important, but and you brought up something. I don't know if they called it Must See TV then, but it was clearly that's what it was. It was like a night of TV that you kind of just didn't miss. And then I think they kind of came up with that Must See TV slogan a little bit later when you had like Seinfeld and Friends and ER and all that. But yeah, I mean, it was, whether it was called it or not, I can't remember, but it was Must See TV. And I recall even like in college, as a freshman in college, we would go to like the dorm common room before everybody had big TVs in their rooms. And we would all sit down and watch these shows before we'd go out on a Thursday night.
I was just about to ask. It was Thursday, right?
Thursday night, yeah.
So we will both agree that NBC owned Thursday night. No one tried to put anything up against it. It was still, cable was still kind of coming out. The basic three stations were still the big ones. And no one tried to mess with NBC on Thursday night. So if you came to me and said, listen, this Thursday night for the next month Thursday night is going to play the 1980s Must See TV on Thursday, whatever they called it, and they said but it's going to be these four shows, do you not watch it just because of the Cosby Show? I say no. I watch it because it made me laugh. I don't know.
And frankly, just out of respect for Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm watching.
And frankly.
Yeah.
But I don't even know where that came from. But you know, but what's funny is though is last week we talked about how when they brought in Olivia, because Rudy had aged a little bit. I mean, Rudy is clearly the of all of the cute child stars that were once, she was the cutest. But she wasn't brought in. She wasn't brought in to be the new cute girl. She was the cute girl.
Yeah,
right.
The original cute girl.
The Cosby's kind of... I guess what I'm trying to say is cancel culture pisses me off, okay? I understand
I wouldn't have been
it.
Able to detect that.
No, you wouldn't be able to detect
we're
it.
We're in the same room. I'm looking across the room at you here today. It's always nice when we get to record in the same room together. Usually we're on a remote connection several states apart.
Right.
But yeah, I see it in your face.
Well,
you're
just
worked up about this.
I'm worked up about it. Women weaken legs.
that's a callback to our Rocky episodes.
Yeah.
That was you do a good Mickey, you do a good Rocky.
Yes.
Go back and check those out.
Go back and check those out. They're good. But basically what I'm saying is I would never not do like an episode on the Cosby Show, because we this season we're talking about doing, you know, a lot of the season we're going to talk about shows from that time, yeah. sitcoms, right? We've done Different Strokes, we've done Three's Company, and I just think that it was an important sitcom that was tremendously funny.
Yeah.
It was clean.
Yeah.
We don't know what was happening behind the scenes, but
it was also one of the first shows to portray a black family
mm-hmm.
of very successful, you know, mm-hmm. both the husband and the wife, a doctor and a lawyer. I mean, previously you'd have shows like Good Times. I mean, mm-hmm. they weren't well off. They were kind of living in a bit. But then you had the Jeffersons, and they moved yep. on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky, right? But this was a family that you wanted to emulate.
You did want to emulate.
And it was probably you probably wished you could be the Jeffersons. But this was like a, you know, this was a family that, you know, the show was groundbreaking that way. And Cosby at that point had such star power.
He was America's dad.
Anything he touched, well, poor choice of words. Any project he was let's just forget it.
Let's just forget about trying to describe. I know exactly what you're saying.
He was on top of the world at that time.
He was on top of the world and was the number one show on TV. And it was just funny stuff. But it turns into this whole cancel culture thing. I think one of the shows I want to do eventually is Archie Bunker, All in the Family, and you're going to have to talk about cancel culture. But there again, I don't compare those two.
No,
because Carol O'Connor did not turn into what Bill Cosby turned into.
No,
it was just a show that people say can't be put on today, and I disagree with that. But we'll discuss that later. But yeah, cancel culture just kind of upsets me in that it's taken away so much from us. And I hate to use Bill Cosby as the example because he does need to go, but...
Yeah. I mean, God forbid you ever say something on this podcast that gets you canceled and you have to be taken off of the virtual air.
Yeah. If I were to get... It would be... You know, if I were to say something on air that got us taken off, it would be as if the Cosby... Let's just say that... You know, ironically, we play our shows on Thursday night just like Mr. Cosby, right?
Well, Thursday morning, but yeah, they're available on Thursday night. You're right.
It's Thursday, right?
Thursday is must hear must podcast.
Must hear. Yes, exactly. So, and when you compare us to the Cosby Show, ratings similar.
Very similar.
Now, anyway. so yeah, if I was ever to say anything that got us canceled, you know, the 50 million people that watched Bill Cosby would be the equivalent of the 50 people that listened to us, and it would be a travesty to all that.
Let's give ourselves a little bit of a shout out that I don't know how accurate the accounting numbers we get from our podcasts, you know, service Anchor. But usually, you know, we're around 50.
Yeah.
50 something. We got over 100
mm-hmm.
last week.
We got over 100 in 3 days.
In 3 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of that was our subject matter, which for some reason, like, really, people really enjoyed this thing about the Cousin Oliver syndrome that we talked about, where the cute kid gets brought on at the end of the show. And we actually got. shared Jeff's post that he did on a 70s site kind of plugging our podcast got shared by Mr. Robbie Rist, the actor who played Cousin Oliver. He actually put it on
his page. He did indeed.
And we got a lot of listens that way and a lot of shares, and it'd be great if people could could continue to do that. We've set a high bar for ourselves to keep meeting every week, but it'd be great if we could get those kinds of numbers.
We've always talked about how we do this podcast because we enjoy visiting with each other every week, right? I mean, that's good. We have, you know, I think we have a group of loyal listeners that are going to listen to this show every week. Who are they? We know some. We don't know all of them. But you know, like I said, this last week we got 100. It was very exciting. I think it's because people shared the show. I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm groveling or whatnot, but if you like it, share it.
Please share.
You know, what's funny is, though, a lot of the people that listen to it that share it, it's going to be shared with a lot of the people that know it anyway, because our friends are going to share it and their friends have the same. But, you know, the more the merrier. It really kind of invigorated.
It did.
Yeah.
It invigorated us. And, you know, I would say, just like, you know, we said we would watch The Cosby Show out of respect for Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Exactly.
I feel like anybody that's receiving this message right now, you know, do it for Robbie Rist.
Robbie?
Do it for Cousin Oliver. The guy has gotten a bum rap. And we actually felt like we needed to make it clear, once we got some sort of connection to greatness like this of our idols from childhood, Cousin Oliver, to say, hey, I hope that didn't come off as if we were one of the people that don't like Cousin Oliver.
Exactly.
We liked Cousin Oliver. We thought he was hilarious.
And if you look at, there was a lot of Cousin Oliver dissing.
There was a lot.
Yeah. So I think I want to end this podcast, if I can, little Jeff.
Oh,
would like to sing a little something today. And you remember how last week when you asked him to put the glasses on?
Yes.
And sure enough, he was adorable, right?
He was. So and I'm right here with you. Do I get to see little Jeff?
You get to see little Jeff.
Oh,
okay.
Where is he?
Okay, Jeff, come here.
Little Jeffy.
Okay, I want you to put these glasses on.
Oh, that's adorable.
Okay, now listen, come here. I want to talk to you. This is your chance. Okay, I understand. I know you do, but listen, you're adorable. Now come up here and give Robbie Rist / Cousin Oliver a tribute. Okay.
Aw.
Rocky, I give you Lil Jeff / Little Uh-Oh.
Oh.
Country roads, take me home to a place.
Aw.
I be warm.
Oh, that's wonderful. I knew you couldn't get your R's.
It's Virginia.
Your L's
Mountain
too.
Mama, we're home.
Little Jeffy, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, and you look like a young John Denver. Let me just say that you do. You look like a young John Denver, and a young Robbie Rist.
Thank you, Waki.
You're welcome. Why don't you go off to bed now?
I love him.
I know you do.
I love him.
He's your sidekick. He is your heart and soul. I can tell that.
I want to introduce little Rock one day, but we'll know when.
We've held him off for now because we brought up the other day, you can get greedy. I mean, sometimes the cute kid formula can work, with Joey Lawrence, but you bring on another cute kid, it heralds the end.
Well,
we strayed a little bit from our original topic, which was cancel culture. Can we? Anything you want to say to like bring us back to that before we say so long to our listeners until the next time?
Well, all I want to say is no. I really have nothing else to say because we talked cancel culture, we talked Cosby, we brought it to little Jeff, and I just feel like that is how we need to end the show on a positive note. But I will say, Theo Huxtable, you had it going on.
I think we might have just gotten canceled by the Theo haters out there.
I hate Theo.
Thank you for listening to the Gen X Factor Podcast, your home for all things 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. Because we realize there's a little Gen Xer in all of us. We also realize we're all a little bit dazzlingly uncool. Not sure what that means? Go out to www.rockysealmusic.com and find out. Do you think you might be dazzlingly uncool? Well, if you found your way to this podcast, chances are you may be, or you will be one day. Check us out on our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find special video segments on our YouTube channel called Rocky Seal Music. Stay tuned every Thursday for new podcast episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good Lord.